I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. Change is in the air in Central Asia, and it all comes down to money.
Putin and Russia and their economy and their influence over Central Asia is beginning to wane a little bit, which leads those countries to have an eye towards China.
Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says the people of Central Asia need economic help, but they don't necessarily want to go back to Mother Russia because they are forming new national identities. It's all impacting gospel growth because being a Christian is hard enough in Muslim-majority Central Asia.
It's quite a profound decision. It is not selecting which church they will attend. It is making a statement that I'm no longer this person, but I am a follower of Jesus Christ, and I know this puts my life at risk.
Please add the people of Central Asia and this situation to your prayer list. Then consider this. Roughly every 30 seconds, someone is trapped in modern-day slavery. Operation Mobilization's Tina Yeager has a way you can help set them free. It's called the Freedom Climb.
We have 20 women going to Mount Kilimanjaro February 18th. They head out. The majority of the women are coming from Africa, but we do have a handful of women here from the U.S.
Not in shape to climb? Not to worry. At missionnews.org, you'll find plenty of other ways you can help. Above all, this is a spiritual battle. Please pray.
That God would give our team divine wisdom and direction to really grow this. Our heart would be to free 1 million women in the next 10 years. And it's going to take a lot of us coming together to do that.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.